Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Elon Musk's stock sale in light of his tweet over the weekend saying that he'll pay over $11 billion in taxes. A lot of people wondering if that means he's done selling now, so we'll take a look at the math on that and I'll share my thoughts. We've also got a status update on the US federal EV tax credit, new analyst coverage of Tesla, Giga Berlin and Texas updates, and a handful of other stories as well. Another tough start to the week for the markets and for Tesla today. Tesla finishing down 3.5%. to $899.94, while the Nasdaq closed down about 1.25%. As a reminder, this will be a short week of trading, even though Christmas Day does fall on Saturday this year. The Nasdaq will be closed all day on Friday in observance. Okay, so let's talk about Elon Musk's stock sale. I got a bunch of questions on this over the weekend. Elon tweeting, quote, "For those wondering, I will pay over $11 billion in taxes this year," end quote. So with Elon giving out a number like that, a lot of people wondering if that means that he is now done selling and that's all been calculated and finalized. All right, so let's look at our sale tracking sheet and kind of see where Elon is at right now with those sales. So I've added a couple columns here, the average sale price for all these different stock sales over the last couple of months, and then right next to that, the total amount of money that those sales generated, and that is in millions of dollars. So if you see 1,000 there, it's actually a billion. And thanks to Gary Black for tracking these transaction prices, that's where I'm grabbing this data from. Now, when we're talking about the tax implications here, we need to divide these into two groups. So that's what I've done with the colors here. In blue, we have options-related sales. Those generate income tax for Elon. And then in red, we had discretionary sales of core stock, and those generate long-term capital gains for Elon. So at the bottom, you can see the subtotals for each of those categories. For red, or the discretionary sales, we have about $5.75 billion worth of shares that were sold. The cost basis on those is likely very low. Unfortunately, we don't know how low, but Elon did say that he was trying to maximize his tax liability on those shares. So I'm just assuming the IPO price, which was $3.40 post-split, which would make pretty much all of that $5.75 billion long-term capital gains. So those should be taxed for Elon at about 23.8%. So that'd be about $1.37 billion in tax liability for Elon on those shares. Now for the blue category, or the options-related transactions, these are kind of interesting because if we look at the Form 4s for these transactions, they all say that the shares being sold as a part of these lots are solely being sold to satisfy the tax withholding requirements related to the exercise of these options. So that means that if we just sum all these up, we can get the exact amount of dollars that have been withheld for tax purposes so far, and that comes to about $7.8 billion. Now, obviously, his final tax bill could end up being more or less than what's being withheld. I don't know how that works on transactions of this size. Unfortunately, haven't been in that situation myself, but Elon a couple times has made reference to paying 53% tax, and if we just use what's being withheld, it's only been about 44% of the value. So I don't know, we still have some lots left from that 2012 performance award. Maybe the ratio will change on that and that'll bring it up to 53%, or maybe they're withholding less because Elon has other plans that are going to reduce his liability. Not entirely sure, but if we just look at what's been withheld plus that liability for capital gains, that would put Elon at about $9.2 billion so far, which I think is kind of interesting because if he does continue with this 2012 performance exercising as he has been doing, there should be a little bit less than three lots of that left and about 2.5 million more shares to be sold with those transactions. So that plus this $9.2 billion would put the withheld plus capital gains tax at right around $11.5 billion or so. So based on the withholding pattern, it would suggest that yes, Elon is still planning to sell some more additional shares this year. But on the other hand, if we assume that 53% tax rate is accurate on roughly $17.8 billion in income from these options that have been exercised, then the current liability from what's happened already is $9.4 billion from those options, plus that capital gains tax of $1.4 billion-ish, then that would put the tax liability Elon's generated so far at about $10.8 billion. So even then, I still think we're a little bit under the, you know, over $11 billion that Elon is saying. So unless he has some other pretty significant tax liability, I think that still suggests more sales coming. There are still about 5.7 million shares from that 2012 performance award that need to be exercised before next August. I think most of us have been assuming that Elon would just do all of that this year now that he's gotten started. And if so, and if those are taxed at 53%, then that would be another about $2.7 billion in tax liability, bringing the total up to right around $13.5 billion, which then would beg the question, okay, why didn't Elon say over $13 billion in taxes this year? So after all of that, unfortunately, I don't think that we are left with a clear answer. My guess is that Elon continues to keep selling. And he's either saying 11 billion because that's roughly where he's at right now and he knows he's going to have more, or because of that first scenario where there's something else going on that's causing a lower withholding rate, which seems to be tracking towards a little bit over 11 billion in taxes by the end of the year if this whole options award is exercised by that time. So yeah, a little bit in the weeds and a little bit inconclusive, but again, I got a lot of questions on that, so hopefully that helps everyone kind of understand at least where the scenario is. And again, my personal thoughts, I think he's probably not quite done yet. All right, the other news that we've got on the stock is new coverage of Tesla by another firm. This is Guggenheim picking up coverage, and they have set a neutral rating on the stock and a price target of $924 per share. However, they have a wide bull and bear case range, bull case going up to $1,963 per share, bear case down to $350. Analyst Ali Fagri writes, quote, "Our balanced view on Tesla is based on 1. A favorable near-term setup with demand outpacing supply. We see visibility to volume upside in 2022 and 2023 as new factories in Austin and Berlin ramp. 2. Competitive advantage over all original equipment manufacturers today, including a high degree of vertical integration, a software-defined vehicle approach, a dedicated charging network, and greater battery capacity. 3. Increasing competition from both legacy players and new EV-only entrants, and as a result, we see risk of moderating global EV share for Tesla from current lofty levels, especially post-2023, as competitors scale capacity." End quote. So I think nothing too earth-shattering in there, as probably should be expected with a neutral rating. As for the bull case of nearly $2,000 per share, to justify that, he'd be looking for, quote, "further traction with AV/robotaxi efforts, delivering on extraordinary battery cost improvement targets, and potential for a high volume, quote-unquote, Model 2 in the $25,000 price range," end quote. All right, next up here, we've got some pretty big news on the Build Back Better budget reconciliation plan, which of course houses the potential changes to the U.S. federal EV tax credit. As we've talked about before, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia has been a vocal Democratic holdout, and if you're not from the U.S., basically every single Democrat is needed because the Senate is split 50-50. And a tie on the vote would go to Vice President Kamala Harris, obviously Democrat. But with one Democratic senator holding out, unless you convince any of the Republicans to vote for it, then you end up a vote shy from even being at that split. So that's kind of the situation here. And Senator Manchin was very vocal this weekend on Fox News, saying that, quote, "I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there. This is a no on this legislation," end quote. So that's kind of where we're at then. If Manchin is a no, the whole thing at this point is a no. Obviously, things could change. Manchin could be persuaded, change his mind. But obviously, that seems unlikely at this point without really significant changes to this budget reconciliation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today said that, quote, "We are going to vote on a revised version of the House-passed Build Back Better Act, and we will keep voting on it until we get something done," end quote. Any vote is not expected until at least January. So it's not dead yet, but uncertainty probably as high as it's been in months on where this goes. As far as Tesla, I think in the very short term, this is pretty clearly helpful for Tesla. The more uncertainty around the EV tax credit, the weaker the incentive is for people to delay delivery, possibly having to go back in the order queue and order at a higher price when that EV tax credit may not end up offsetting that. So it should help Tesla with Q4 deliveries. The longer term impact is less clear. I think in general, this probably would have been a slight positive for Tesla, but there are a lot of mixed factors in there, and it really depended on how it was implemented. Personally, I didn't like the structure of the EV tax credit. We've talked about all those reasons why. So even if it would have been a slight net positive for Tesla, they definitely don't need it, in my opinion. And for those reasons we talked about, I don't think it was very well structured just for the US in general. So I think for a while I've kind of felt neutral on this, just hoping that they'd make some of those more positive changes. But if it just doesn't happen at all, I kind of feel neutral about that too. And just speaking to the EV tax credit portion here, my knowledge on the rest of the package is not robust enough to comment. So we'll continue to keep an eye on it, but it may be a few weeks before we have any significant updates on that. All right, next we do have a couple updates on Berlin and Texas. For Texas, Elon tweeting that Tesla's going to hold a Giga Texas grand opening party with factory tours for the community in early 2022. We've heard Elon allude to this before, but I think this is the first time we've got any semblance of a date on it. And yeah, we could maybe use that to infer something about production or deliveries, but obviously that didn't really correlate too much with Giga Berlin, so I'm going to choose not to do that. As for Giga Berlin, we do have a bit of a status update here from Brandenburg's prime minister, who in a press conference today said, quote, "The approval will come at some point. I don't know exactly what day of the week, but it is foreseeable. It will probably be at the beginning of the year," end quote. I think at this point, I would definitely be content with that. I mean, that's only about 2 or 3 weeks away. And I think it's positive that he's saying that it's foreseeable and even trying to put some sort of a timeline around it. There were some other Berlin rumors today that I don't know how much stock to put in, but those rumors were that Tesla so far has produced about 240 Model Ys in Berlin and are hoping to start customer deliveries sometime mid-January. All right, next up here, we've got a bit of an update on Tesla inventory. Towards the end of quarters, sometimes Tesla will sell off some of their demo cars and things like that, keeping those fresh over time. So Tesla does have some of those vehicles available, and some of them are being listed with a range disclaimer. We can see on some of the inventory Model 3s close to me, not all of them, but some of them do say that range figures may be up to 12% lower due to battery age. Clicking in to learn more, Tesla says this vehicle was built with a battery pack manufactured as early as 2017. While the pack was brand new when the vehicle was built, which was more recently, the cells have reduced capacity due to their age, and you can expect up to 12% reduction in range from current production specifications. So some people complaining about this today, I don't think it's a big deal at all. Tesla just using their resources that they've got, some of those being older packs. I don't know where those older packs are coming from, maybe salvage, maybe refurbished, but Tesla obviously putting them to use in their demo vehicles and then putting those demo vehicles to use, eventually reselling them. Shouldn't be any problem with that as long as it's clearly disclosed, which it obviously is. If anybody doesn't like that, then don't buy those specific vehicles. It's obviously going to be a very small amount of vehicles, so no big deal to me. And as for that 12%, don't just assume that's all degradation or something from the battery age. You'd also have to factor in improvements that Tesla's made to the current batteries from those older versions. All right, next, also on batteries, we've got an update from Moneyball on Twitter that Chinese battery manufacturer Gotion has signed a 200 gigawatt hour lithium iron phosphate battery supply agreement from 2023 through 2028. With an unnamed U.S. auto manufacturer, and that they would also agree to building a U.S. battery plant. So pretty interesting given the volume there. Even if the 200 gigawatt hours is not an annual basis, that's still 33 gigawatt hours per year over that 6-year period. That's enough for about 500,000 vehicles per year. Not a ton of companies that would be doing that kind of volume, especially with lithium iron phosphate batteries alone. So it definitely makes you wonder that if this report is accurate, if this is Tesla. It is probably worth noting that Volkswagen owns about 25% of this company, and while Volkswagen certainly makes vehicles in the United States, it would kind of be weird to refer to them as a US auto manufacturer, though obviously things can be lost in translation sometimes, and maybe if this is focused on Volkswagen in the US in terms of what the supply is going to be used for, I could definitely still see that happening, and I do think it'd be a little bit odd for a company that Volkswagen has such a significant stake in to supply such a huge amount of batteries to Tesla. Yes, Volkswagen and Tesla generally play pretty nice together, but still. So, I don't know, we'll just have to keep an eye on it, but I think my best guess would be Volkswagen or Tesla. All right, last few things here. First up, just kind of a crazy story on Tesla. There was a couple that was trying to get to the hospital to deliver their child, but there was just too much traffic and they weren't going to make it, so they ended up putting the vehicle in autopilot and delivering the baby, who is now happy and healthy in the Tesla on the way. Apparently, autopilot was quite helpful in facilitating this and getting them there very shortly after so that they could get some assistance. Next up, NIO has unveiled their next vehicle. It's called the ET5. It's a Model 3 sort of size competitor, which will start at about $51,500 equivalent in China, with deliveries starting in fall of 2022. Now, the big headline around this vehicle has been the range. So it's going to come in three different pack sizes, 75 kilowatt hours, 100 kilowatt hours, and 150 kilowatt hours, the top of which they say will give them a 1,000 kilometer, about 620 mile range. Now, of course, that's on the new Chinese test cycle, which I'm not really sure exactly how that converts over yet, but for comparison's sake, Model 3 performance is at 670 kilometers. So this would be about 50% more range if they test similarly. That would put the range on an EPA basis at maybe 470-ish for that top size pack NIO ET5. So still a lot of range. Unfortunately, I have not yet found the pricing details for that top spec pack. The base version with that $51,000 price, that's got a tested range of 550 kilometers or 342 miles, but again, on the Chinese test cycle. And as I mentioned, that would be about 80% of the Model 3 performance's range. So decent amount less range, even though that base price matches up pretty closely with the performance Model 3 in China. One other interesting detail on the ET5, it does sound like they are using, at least to some extent, die casting for the rear frame. I don't know if it's single piece or multiple, but clearly these Chinese OEMs continuing to be the fastest of followers of the direction that Tesla's heading. All right, lastly, then we've got an update on GM, who has fired the CEO of Cruise, which they have the majority stake of, with Bloomberg reporting that the decision came down to a couple of disagreements, saying about the former CEO, quote, first, he thought Cruise needed to focus on starting its taxi business before spreading its resources. Second, he wanted Barra and GM's board to take Cruise public sooner rather than later, giving it stock to lure the rare talent that can program cars to drive themselves, said two people familiar with his thinking, end quote. GM, on the other hand, reportedly preferred to keep Cruise in-house at this point in time and also start quickly integrating some of the Cruise technology into the GM product lineup. So with this change, that's more the direction that I would expect, keeping Cruise private and maybe a bit less focus on the standalone robotaxi element of Cruise versus how to integrate some of those elements with GM's products. All right, I think that wraps it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, December 21st episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.